All right, so this would be calling to order the December 10th, 2025 regular meeting of the KPFT LSB via Zoom conference. Welcome to that. I guess we can start with that's our call to order at 7:01 p.m. Can we have a roll call, please?
All right, Melissa Bowie. I'm not hearing Melissa. Lillian Karras, excuse.
She's muted.
No, I'm here. Oh,
there we go.
No, Lillian's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was not Lillian. It was Anita Long. I'm sorry. Hi, Lillian. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Thank you very much. Glenn Etienne. Not hearing Glenn. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you very much, Lyndon. Jerry Fowler? Not hearing Jerry. Rhonda Garner? Not hearing Rhonda. Robert Gartner? Okay, thank you. Rob Lee?
Present.
Thank you very much. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Michelle Lightfoot?
Here.
Lightfield.
Here.
Did I say Lightfoot? I'm sorry. Lightfield. Marianne Martinez? Not hearing Marianne. PK McCary? Not hearing PK. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Tori Mercer is requesting excuse absence. Stuart Nance?
I'm here.
Thank you, Stuart. Rick Norris?
Here.
Thank you very much, Rick. Jane Heidler?
Here.
Thank you, Jane. You're looking great. Debbie Smith?
Here.
Thank you very much, Debbie. I don't see you, or I'd say you're looking great, too.
He's in Stuart. The jungle.
I'm in the jungle. I figured out how to do it.
Ron Stubbs?
Present.
Thank you. Michael Woodson?
Here. I'm here.
Thank you very much, Michael. Colby Wright?
Here.
Thank you, Colby. Susan Young?
Here.
Thank you. And Sandy Wyman, non-voting.
He's here.
Thank you very
much. Anita Long had an excused absence, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
We have a request for excused absence. That would be Anita Long and Tori Mercer. Are there any objections to making those excused absences?
No.
Hearing none, then
I'm sorry.
We'll make them excuse. Yes, Adriana?
No. It's not an excuse. I see that Rhonda Garner is here. That's what I want to say. I'm sorry.
Well, of course. Okay. And I'm here, too.
That's Marianne
Martinez.
I'm Ms. Rocco.
And Melissa Bowie.
I'm here.
So, Teresa, we have Rhonda, Marianne. I think you had Melissa.
No, already. She hasn't spoken.
I said I'm here.
Good.
Rhonda Garner, are you on the phone? Oh, yes. I see you. Thank you. Robert Gartner, can you say hello? Okay, I'll be waiting for Robert to say something sometime during the meeting, okay? I don't see him, and I don't hear him, okay?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
So we have the two excused absences without objection, so noted. Let's see. We didn't have our approval of agenda. So the agenda for this meeting is, and this being the December 10th, 2025 meeting, last meeting of the year. We'll note that public comment is at a fixed time. Agenda items are listed in order but maybe pulled before or after public comment, at 8 o'clock. So that we can get that, so that can be a fixed time slot. We plan to adjourn before 10 o'clock. These are other fixed times. Other times are estimates. Item one on the agenda is the call to order, which occurred at 7.01 p.m. We look for quorum. Item two is roll call. Look for quorum, which was achieved. Item three is agenda approval, which is what we're working on right now. Item four is approval of the previous meeting's minutes, which were sent out on November 20th. Item five is staff recognition. Item six is the general manager's report. Item seven is unfinished business. There's a single item in that category. Item eight is the LSB committee and task force reports. We have three committees. Item nine is public comment, and that's again at 8 o'clock. Item 10 would be new business. Item 11 is the National Board of Directors reports. Item 12 would be to confirm the next meeting, which would be January 14th. Item 13 would be adjournment of this meeting for 10 o'clock. We have, if you would notice on your agenda, time limits for speakers, for debates and motivation. If you move something, you can motivate for 90 seconds. New board members may discuss pros and cons for 60 seconds each. We'll go back and forth. Any other discussion should be limited, preferably to 60 seconds of speaking per member, with possible additional 60-second follow-ups if everyone's had a chance to speak. Additionally, on the attached to the agenda is an email that was sent out to the board. It's members of the board. It's been noted the public comment section from the February 2025 KPFT LSB meeting recording is 11 minutes, and which I did not independently verify. But it's shorter than the 30 minutes. At the start of every public comment period, a set of rules for speech are announced, and those rules were announced for that meeting and at public comment time, including the prohibition against slanderous, defamatory statements. Speakers during this public comment period then refused to follow those rules, and their time has been removed from that record. That is the public comment available on kpftx.org. Which is a privately owned website. Both the owner of kpftx.org, which is not Pacifica, and the Pacifica Foundation have an obligation to protect themselves from performing publication or distribution of defamatory statements. It's unfortunate that they did not have appropriate controls in place before that February meeting, controls which we do have in place for this meeting, and public comment period to mute effectively and to remove visitors or members who refuse to follow the rules given. Those tools were available about a third of the way into the public comment period, and so you can see that the moderation was more effective. First speaker was muted, but chose to unmute themselves and continue a speech that the chair had ruled out of order for the public comment period. And the recording on kpftx.org has not been changed and will remain as it is. And that's signed Ron Stumers, chair of the LSB. And that is the agenda for this evening's meeting. Are there any? Yes, Adriana. You have your hand up?
Yeah, when you think that I want to make some commentaries about what you said, but we need to approve the agenda first, right?
Yes.
Motion to approve. Susan Young, motion to approve.
Okay. If there are no objections, hearing no objections, we'll approve that agenda for this evening. The next item then is approval of minutes for the last meeting. That's the November 12th meeting. They were mailed somewhat tardily on the 20th of November. Are there any objections to approval of those minutes? Okay, not hearing any. We will approve those minutes. I will also note that I believe that P.K. McCary has joined the meeting. PK, if you can say hello, we'll note you as present. or she can, you're muted now, or she can get there when she's able to talk or to unmute herself.
I would like PK and Robert Gartner to verbally state that they're here sometime soon. Thank you. Before I forget.
Sure. All right. So are the approval of minutes having been completed? Then the next item is staff recognition. Do we have anyone here who would like to speak to staff recognition? Sin?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Mo Thomas, who's not on the call with us, and our Howard Reynolds. They put in some long days at our transmitter. And for those of you that have never visited our transmitter, lucky you, it's not on your bucket list. So they did that and stayed late and solved our problem, which was not easy. They were also engaged with Nautel up in Canada by phone. And it's back and forth and trying different things. It's a long, frustrating day. But at the end of it, hey, HD's working again. So thanks, Howard, and thank you, Mo, for your diligence.
Ms. Young?
Why don't you take Lillian first?
Ms. Kerr, you're muted.
Okay, I'm muted.
There you go.
I want to give a shout out to Jack, who does the board's conversations every morning, at least the mornings that I'm there, Wednesday mornings, does a great job handling all phone calls. So really appreciate that and pick some really good music for the breaks.
Great. Thank you. Ms. Young?
Yeah, I'd like to recognize the whole team that Sandy mentioned. It is great to be back not only on the air with HD1, but to have HD2 and 3, and we're promoting those, which I think is great. I'm going to say I think that Elise is a great talent, and she, of course, fills in many ways, but I love her music choices. And then I believe it's Boyd Bluestein, who has had on some world music stuff, and I miss the World Cafe, and I'd love it if he put together a World Cafe show. I mean, I think his choices of music is just great.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else with their hand up? PK, are you able to say hello so that we can get you on the role? Not yet. Okay, we'll keep working on that. Anyone else for staff recognition? All right.
Actually, yes. Can I say a word about Egberto Willis, who was a speaker at an event this past Saturday to promote a Democratic candidate? He was talking about the importance of free speech and public radio, gave a shout out for KPFT, and did an amazing job. So thanks to Egberto Willis. He did a fabulous job.
This is Rhonda Garner for the role.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda. All right. Thank you, everyone. Then after staff recognition, we have item 6, the general manager's report, which you should have received by email.
Thank you, Ron. And thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. Last meeting of the year, it's hard to believe it's December already, but here we are. So first, I just want to mention that yesterday I went to a memorial for Robert Parker, Bobby Fats, who passed away on Thanksgiving. Went to sleep, didn't wake up. So we lost a 25-year veteran of the airwaves. He was on the groove. And the service, the celebration of life was really well attended and really very touching. However, it won't replace Bobby. The groove will continue. There was more than one person working on that, so that show will continue as it's been. just a shame that that happened. He was only 52 years old. Good guy, really good guy. That said, we're meeting all our bills. We've continued to do that now for better than 40 months or so at this point. So it's good to know that as we end this year, that the credit card companies aren't chasing us directly, maybe indirectly through Pacifica. as was mentioned, we got our HD back. This cost up to about $25,000. We're still going to duke it out with Nautel and try to get them to do kind of an exchange where they can repair our old equipment and that kind of thing. But it's going to be somewhere at least $20K. But that's all right. We had the money because we went over on the last fund drive, as we'll discuss here in a minute. Also on the financial front, Pacifica National, that would be Markeisha and Stephanie, have agreed to allow us to recoup our $52,000 loan for health insurance through a reduction in central services payments for 10 months, $5,000 reduction for 10 months. And we'll call it square from there. We have an obligation to participate with everybody else on some level, even though none of the employees at KPFT have health insurance through the corporate plan. That will help going forward. Mo also fixed the echo problem. When people were calling in, they were getting their own voice back, and it was super annoying. I felt it myself. He fixed that, so thank you, Mo, for that little ditty as well. Nothing like the comfort of not hearing your own voice when you're calling in. Thanks to Bill Crozier, he's been continuing to replace some worn components, allowing us to keep our on-air indicators working and our backup batteries charged and ready in case we need them. So thanks, Bill. Teresa and crew coming in and calling those lapsed donors. Got to see you more often. We love to see you calling lapsed donors, so thank you for doing that. You raised a lot of money last year, so keep that up. We're going to need to keep on raising that little component of our total needs. It's what gets us across the line, the marginal dollar, if you will. So thank you. And thanks to Sandra Rawline. I don't know if she's on the call with us, but she's been coming in and assisting Robin with various tasks, such as getting the inscriptions for memory bricks, etc. And she's been successful in doing that sort of thing, including a note on my desk asking for an inscription for a brick that was purchased for our Jill, for our brick garden, which we'll be expanding shortly. I got an email today that we're getting two more boxes of bricks. At that point, we'll call the contractor and get that installed in the front yard there. We also donated to a charity, Poncho Claus, the man with the velvet zoot suit, red zoot suit, who fixes up old bicycles and gives them to kids that wouldn't otherwise get that, along with other toys. Provides a little education as well. We worked, partnered with him this last fund drive, and we were able to present him with a check on air on December 3rd. So thank you to Richard, a.k.a. Poncho Claus, for partnering with us. He's a really cool cat. He really is.
Rob, yeah, he had a real horse here last year.
Yeah. Rob Lee's on the call. Thank you, Rob, for continuing to work on required minimum distribution campaign. I'll share with you that today I got a call from Fidelity, and some anonymous donor out there wants to donate $10,000 from their RMD, along with a few, I'm talking about three, four other calls, you know, same type of thing for $1,000. So here at the end of the year, our December goal was $45,000 for the month. I feel pretty good that we're on a path to hit that one-month goal. So good stuff. Thank you, Rob. And those announcements and the other things that you're recording are working. Keep it up. The next fund drive won't be till February, but we went ahead and purchased a three-hour tour on Clear Lake, another pontoon boat ride, on Black Friday. Couldn't resist. It was 20% off. So that's around $450 that we save booking now. And we will fill that boat and we will have a good time one more time. We put in a couple of more security cameras, one in the studio and one overlooking the back parking lot and back door directly. So we have a pretty good view of what's going on in the building remotely, which is good because even now that we're 3.5 years into having this studio, a few hours out of the day, nobody's there. You know, as much as 12 hours out of the day or 14 hours out of the day. So it's a good thing that we have surveillance. There's a lot of money in that building in terms of the equipment that we use to broadcast. We need to know what's going on. We're adding a delay unit to HD2. This will help facilitate live broadcast from that studio. We're looking forward to more of that next year. Arlo comes by and he's still cutting the yard. The yard still looks pretty good. Thank you, Arlo, wherever you are tonight. The STL, the studio to transmitter link that I've referenced several times, which is probably going to cost somewhere around $25,000, some major updates on that. We're going ahead and pursuing that project directly. We found a gentleman that actually does this for a living. He's going to rerun the survey one more time, but since the receiving part of this on our main tower, that's an 800-foot tower, is 200 feet in the air, we might be able to get away with a pretty short 45-foot tower, which he already has. So I'm getting a price on a turnkey install, and we'll go from there. And we have a major donor that wants a proposal who has threatened to fund up to $25,000 worth of the cost, or defer the cost of the entire project, if you will. So that's more good news for you. And Howard's thinking we're going to get this done by the end of the month. I'm thinking more like by mid-February this will be working. So bear with us with the holidays. And we rely on the kindness of contractors that are strangers that donate most of their time. So just bear with us. They've got to make a living too. So the guy that the principal here, I called him today. He's up in Dallas moving a radio station. If you notice in the report this month, I just want to point out Rico Hernandez, who's our morning operations coordinator, who does a lot of work around the building, does a lot of work on Amplified Houston, wrote a page up on his activities on his Monday morning. You might just want to take a look at that at some point and get familiar a little bit with just one little slice of what goes on for someone other than myself or Howard or maybe Marlo. There's a lot of people involved at KPFT, and they're doing a lot of heavy lifting that you never see. And this is a description of just a few hours on a Monday. He's there 5 days a week, so just so you know. We couldn't do it without him. We have a brand-new intern coming from UH that I think is going to start at the first of the year. That's a little unclear. She may be in this week. Marlo coordinates the volunteers for us. And anyway, she's coming from UH, and her name is Lily, and we're looking forward to having her. She's a broadcast journalism student. We also have two new programs on HD2. One is In Progress Texas. That's progressive politics for Texas. And Planet Earth, which is a gardening show. So look for those on HD2. The membership number didn't change from last month. I don't know. Robin was having some problems with the software, so maybe that's the reason. But it's still stated at 2,730 households. And we suspect that about every fifth household has multiple members. So we amplify that by about 20% as a guesstimate in terms of total members, so around 3,300. Our QM went down to 77,200. Market share remains steady. However, we've been on and off the air so much in the last month, I don't blame people for tuning out and getting mad. I've gotten some phone calls and a couple of emails, so I understand that this is really annoying, and we're trying our best to do something about it. Remember, we have budget limitations, and there are only four people that are or 4.5 people on staff, if you will. We're going to be closed business office wise from the 25th to January 5th. That doesn't mean anything. We'll still be around. Certain shows will still be live. However, most of them will be pre-recorded so that Howard can get a little time off. He likes to go up to his, home up north, north of Conroe there and hang out and get a little rest. And the same with Robin and Marlo. Marlo's husband is going through a shoulder replacement. So she's going to have to be around, take care of him. Everybody needs a little break now and then. Giving Tuesday raised around $3,251. That's about $1,000 more than last year. Sustainer income is $26,211 per month. Again, I'd like to see that number climb to $30,000 ultimately. Available cash when I got that Monday was $216,465. That's a $25,638 decrease from November. However, the balance includes our good old property taxes, $17,945.16. Happy holidays from the tax department. I'll take any questions. Susan?
Yeah, let me just say congrats on the fund drive. KFT is having more successful fund drives than any other station in the system except KPFA. It is an amazing accomplishment. So congrats to all of the programmers who are making that happen. Sandy, for giving, you know, a great framework for it. Marlo, everybody else who is pushing it. This is big, and congratulations.
Thank you. A lot of love in the room. I'm suspicious.
So I would echo that as well, and I'm really appreciative that you've got the HD, all three HD channels up. I think that's going to be big for us in terms of talking to people, and, you know, because if you're going down and they can't hear you, then it raises all kinds of questions. And I do have to say, though, that being on this part of the Gulf Coast is about the only place where being north of Conroe is considered up north. So that's all I got. Thanks, Andy.
Lyndon?
Yes. At last night's NFC National Finance Committee meeting, KPFT was a bright star in the presentation for the budget of the national office. One thing it showed that we've paid our central services for like the last 4 or 5 years, the only station. Although I have to give credit to Berkeley also, because they had some extenuating circumstances. Also, when they asked, there was a request to get information. I think it was a membership or something. Susan could probably maybe fill it in. But KPFT was able to accomplish that, give the information to National within an hour, I guess, because somebody actually knows how to use the Allegiant system down here in Houston. So, yeah, it was a bright star, KPFT. Yeah, so great. Good job, guys.
Great. Anybody else? Notes for the GM? Questions? All right. Great.
Just one quick one. When the transmission is down, I'm assuming that the app is still working.
Okay, the app relies on streaming. So if we're still streaming, yes, the app will work. However, if the transmitter is off because the stream is out, we may have a problem. Okay, they're to have a connection with one another as to where those streams emanate. And we're actually moving the three computers from HD1, HD2, and what's termed a main server, if you will, from the transmitter house back to the studio building. We have all the equipment ready to do that. And There was a reason we put those computers out there to begin with. That reason really doesn't exist anymore. So we need to move those back to the studio environment. And hopefully the internet in our building is a little better than the wireless internet we're still dependent on at our transmitter. It's a T-Mobile box like you would put in your house. It's cellular communication, and it is flaky. Mm-hmm. So you hear it on the air when we drop off. And for that reason, you may lose the stream as well. That's too big an explanation. Pardon my rattling on. Yeah.
Thank you. Ms. Smith?
Yeah, just a couple times when I was, I think it was during Border Radio, the streaming had hiccups, but it was on and off. So it does happen, but not much.
There are something like 17 different nodes that we rely on. In other words, internet hubs, switches, routers, for our signal to pass through. We literally go out to Colorado and back. That's why there's this big delay when you hear it on the air and when we're in the studio. It could be as much as 30, 40 seconds, depending on the speed of the propagation time. Yeah. Once we get the STL, we won't be dependent on the internet for the signal path. It'll go right from the studio up to a microwave dish, microwave transmitter, at our Caroline building and hit a receiving dish that's 200 foot up on our main tower.
Yeah. I'm north of Conroe. So I was like, okay, I'm one of them north ones.
All right. Anything else for the GM? Hands up? No hands up? All right. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes. Oh, before you get to that.
You want me to ask my question now or in public comment?
Well, let's note first that PK has noted in the chat that she is here. I'm not sure if she's good on audio, but she has acknowledged her attendance in the chat.
Okay. And Robert Gartner still no word?
Have not heard from Robert Gartner. And if you have a question that's not related to the GMs.
I have a question just for what we were just talking about. Is what we're paying for this service comparable to what other radio stations are paying for this service? Because.
Point of order.
It just seems.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Sir, can I ask a question here? Is Teresa a member of the board, or is she a temporary secretary?
She is an officer of this board as secretary, but she is not a member of the board. So appropriately that comment would be better in public comment.
Okay.
All right.
I would like an answer in public comment then, because it is from the GM.
We don't, but unfortunately we don't answer items in public comment.
Well,
you could email. You could re-ask, or you could email the general manager and it could send something to you. So that makes the general manager's report. Item seven then is unfinished business. We have one item of unfinished business where member Casanave asked that the missing minutes of the public comment on KPFTX's tape from February 2025 be corrected. It was noted in the minutes that member Young would research this with Mr. McClay. Chair's note is that I have attached a copy of my email from 11:20, actually not 11:20 PM, but, giving the reason that the public comment, recording information is as is. And so I think Ms. Casanave, you wished to speak to that. Adriana, are you? This is your item in unfinished business.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was muted. I was talking and I was muted. I mean, basically, I believe that something that this means that there is not true. I mean, no organization is responsible for the public saying whatever they want to say. And in those 11 minutes that are missing, you can say that maybe you disagree with the people said, but that is still free speech. We're still living in a free country for now. But if we are not vigilant, you know, we are losing those rights. And one of the persons that is not, I sent to all of you the 11 minutes that we are missing, and one of the persons that was talking there was the only time that I heard that person coming to our meetings was somebody from Houston, and her commentaries were totally erased too. I don't think that that's right. But like I said, you have the majority, you can decide whatever you want, but that is what is very clearly coercion of free speech. That is my position on that. Like I said, you have the numbers, you can decide whatever you want. But we need to remember that the only reason we need to be really guarding the free speech, and we need to be really careful when somebody that we don't agree with speak, we need to be sure that that person, those people are being heard, especially when we don't agree with them. And that's why I totally disagree, and I believe that that is a problem of the foundation, because supposedly we always said that it's a chain of custody. We in court will be used, or could be used, part of the recordings. When the recording has been doctored, obviously, you know, those are not valid anymore. But that's it. I mean, like I said, you have the vote and you can decide whatever you want. But still being, in my view, a coercion of freedom of speech. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your take on that. Okay. I don't believe that there are other items. If anyone else has something to say on that one, otherwise, that is item 7. Unfinished business. Item 8 is the LSB committee and task force reports, the first of which would be the development and outreach committee. Teresa, do you have something there? You're muted.
I'm sorry. We have yet to schedule a lapsed donor call, but we're working on it. And I am still working on the possibility of some sort of musical fundraiser. We're working on it. And I'm reasonably happy with Giving Tuesday, although I think that if we had been able to put some of the stories on our Facebook page, we cannot post. We can only comment on somebody else's post. And so none of the stories got on there, to my knowledge. Tried to get members of the committee to post, because I think liking and sharing on our Facebook page, on our social media, would have possibly attracted some donations from people that were not listening for some reason. Maybe they were out of town, but they may have seen the Facebook and they might have donated. And I also did attend Power Tools, and every time I do, I meet lots of KPFT listeners. That was a good experience. I always enjoy it, and hopefully can utilize some of the things that I learned in that nonprofit training. That's all for now. Thank you.
All right, thanks. And so questions for the committee, Mr. Wyman?
Thank you. Yeah, look, for Facebook, all you do is hashtag the KPFT, and they're just looking it up. I think it's 90.1 KPFT HOU or UTX, something like that. You hashtag and it can be shared. And there's a lot of people. Elise is looking, Marlo's looking, Robin's looking, I'm looking. People are looking and sharing that directly on our page. So just hashtag it. That's all. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And my hand was up because my question was, who has the ability to put things on our Facebook page? Do we know the answer to that? Sandy's it.
I can fill that in for you. You have to be an administrator on the page. There are four or five people, Robin, Elise, certainly, Marlo, myself. I don't know who else. I'd have to go look.
Okay. So if we contact one of those folks and figure out the hashtag, they'll see it and they can register. Share.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Not only when you hashtag, does it go to Facebook, it goes to our whole social media platter. So you get Instagram and all the rest of it all at once.
Okay. Great. Thank you. All right. That's development and outreach. And I would note that in terms of development, we also have apparently an upcoming cruise that we can add to the list of things, right? So from the general manager's report. So the second would be a governance committee. My apologies. I put that as C, but it's actually B. Governance. I think... Smith, were you going to speak to governance?
No, Susan's got a report.
All right.
Okay. The governance, I'm terrible about dates, but the governance committee met on November 18th, and it in Marianne's absence, it was very well conducted, managed by Debbie Smith, who is the secretary. The major focus of the meeting was the motion, PK's motion about civil behavior and grievances and so forth that was referred by the PNB to the governance committee. And in that discussion, I think we came to the conclusion that a committee meeting with time limits and so forth and with people not being face to face was not the best framework to have this conversation. So the committee agreed that the following weekend, Saturday, it would anyone who wished to attend could join a brainstorming session. Rob Lee graciously put his conference table at our disposal, and we assembled between 10 and 12:30 basically, and had a roundtable discussion about, you know, sort of what the, you know, what the obstacles are to mutual understanding and ways to improve that. And the group decided that it would be useful to have a facilitated training. And PK was asked if she would put that together. So I think we're going to wait to hear back from that. And I understand that there may be others who have, you know, frameworks to suggest. I think it was Teresa was telling me that Michelle knows of a training that might be useful. She wasn't on the governance committee, nor was she in this meeting, but perhaps she'd like to give a comment about that.
Yeah, if I may, this is my third board meeting with KPFT, and I'm a professional trainer. So I've noticed, of course, that there have been some instances where members of our board appear to feel that there's a lack of some cultural sensitivity and respect for diversity. And while I haven't experienced that, I have in the past had issues with gender and sexual harassment, so I can hopefully emphasize a little bit. But most companies now, instead of doing facilitated workshops, do self-directed training where individuals can basically subscribe to a training program that has the ability to measure comprehension as part of it, and they do it in a self-paced manner. that allows everybody to do it at their own pace, to, especially for something like this, really consider the content thoroughly. And cost-wise, it's pretty minimal. It's either $15 or less, and there are several programs out there. So I don't know if I could make a motion yet, but I would make a, if it's time that I can do that, I would move that we appoint two people to research and identify a self-paced and appropriate workplace harassment prevention course that's no longer than 2 hours in duration for board members to complete. And then once a course is identified, that we provide a link to the course for all board members. And I further move that the cost of the course be funded by each individual board member, with a method for any board member needing tuition support to request that support via a simple request to a board member. I don't know if it would be chair or treasurer. It's kind of up to you guys, but, that way that would also facilitate being able to repeat this training, periodically, whether that's every 12 or 24 months. I think it's important. And I think as a consultant, I've had to do this kind of training probably 20 or 30 times myself. And it always kind of helps me do a reset and to be more sensitive to other people, and to be aware of things that I may be doing, whether those are microaggressions or just outward behaviors that I really need to be aware of. So, I can't say I've not observed anybody on this board doing anything that I would think of as deliberate, but certainly having a resource available to help us be more aware and more, culturally and diversity sensitive would be a great thing. So that's me.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. I would note that, that's a fairly comprehensive, motion. You can make motions.
We can break it up.
Or you can put it in the chat or something like that, as well. And then we can drop it into the minutes, that sort of thing. We have some folks with their hands up. Questions, is Martinez. Marianne, you're muted.
Thank you, Mr. Stubbers. Basically, I don't really think that we need that kind of training. What I think we need is just some understanding about basic courtesy and respect for other people's point of view, which is the Pacifica mission statement, you know. If you read the Pacifica mission statement, and I wonder how many people have, it's about peace through dialogue. So we talk together, hash out our differences, and through those differences, we're able to, through talking it out, we're able to come to some kind of an understanding of where we're all coming from. And that's one thing that we haven't done. And I don't think we have to pay any money to anybody to do that kind of a workshop. We could do that on Zoom, and people can just, you know, express themselves. We can talk it out. I mean, that's just how I feel. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Young?
Yeah, I'd like to note that PK says she wants to be on the stack. I suggest that she go ahead of me.
Okay.
No, I'll wait. I can be last after Melissa.
And Adriana. I think that there may be more than one way for us to build our skill sets and have mutual understanding. The purpose of our get together was along the lines of what Marianne has suggested. And I think many of us felt that, you know, that one meeting was not enough to get us where we might like to go. I'm willing to second Melissa's Michelle, sorry, I'm not going to get your name right, but I'm not talking you saying you're Lightfoot, okay? I'm making another mistake. But I'm happy to second her motion, not instead of, but in addition to whatever it is that the other committee had, the working group had recommended. Michelle both made a motion and motivated it, so it might be useful for that, perhaps even at a future meeting, to be refined. So anyway, that's what I have to offer, and I know there are others who were in our gathering on Saturday and can speak to it.
Just as a point of order, if it's moved and seconded, it then comes up for a vote unless the preference through this discussion is to postpone it or to the next meeting or something, or to do something else.
I will move that be postponed to the next meeting so that the motion can be refined.
It will be regardless put in the minutes. Melissa, Ms. Bowie, you have the floor.
Yes. So I wanted to, I don't know, I thought that it was going to be, you know, voted on tonight because I like the idea that Michelle just presented. But my question was, are there any penalties for anyone after this so-called education on how to treat each other? Will there be any like penalties for someone like going against what they, you know, signed up for and took the class on and passed the class, but yet still reverted back to their same, you know, attitude and how to, you know, communicate?
Reasonable question. I don't have an answer. Ms. Castaneve, you have?
Let Piquet go in front of me.
Okay. PK, do you want to, Ms. McCary, do you want to go ahead?
Well, after being one of the members of this LSB, of the harm done by microaggressions and gaslighting and failure to listen to one another, I don't want to talk too long because that seems to be one of the problems, and that I dehumanize other people, which is not true because I work at not doing that. But at the same time, I'm listening to the harm that has been done, not just now, but over the years in KPFT, since the year 2000, we have dealt with these things that become, for lack of a better word, us not having access or being heard. I'm sorry that Susan feels that I'm untrustworthy and that I was even thinking about being the facilitator because I knew it was a conflict of interest on my part since I'm one of the people who have been harmed. At the same time, like you, Ms. Lightfield, I've been doing this work for about 50 years. I'm a civil rights baby. I'm a Black woman, not with a chip on my shoulders, but with a, for lack of a better word, my loving humankind and thinking that we can do better than we do. I think it was unfair at the last meeting when I was trying to motivate my motion. And I thought that it was very ugly that while I was in that committee meeting a little while ago, somebody rolled their eyes and scoffed, and that's unacceptable. I don't mind having a conversation with you, Ms. Lightfield, if you want, but I also know what I'm doing, and I know who I am and whose I am. And I don't deserve this. It's manipulative and it's out of order. You have taken all this time to keep putting it off. It is time we do the work. And if we don't want to do the work, maybe you're saying to me, this is ours. This belongs to the white people because it doesn't belong to the communities I serve. I'm offering my gifts. I had a show for 7 years on this station called the Peace Hour. It was well listened to. But even that show had its problems with being treated by the general manager in unacceptable ways. I am not the angry black woman. I'm the angry auntie, grandmother, friend, because it's not just done to me. We've got a list, and the Sankofa Initiative is about understanding our past so that we can leave some of this stuff behind. And it's going to take work. And I don't think any of you are ready for it.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
For your input on that. Adriana, did you want to go next? Yes. Or okay.
Yes. I want to add that thank you, Rob Lee, for facilitating that meeting. And I think that the 8 people that were there are very clear what our problems are. I think that this board needs, it's a must that we understand the way that we should conduct. We need to understand what is passive aggressive, what is gaslighting, that was very clear in that meeting, and I really thank everybody that was there because everybody put their input, and I believe that we need to keep meeting. One thing that I believe that is important is that when we meet, and we say that in that meeting, when we meet in person, always the relationship is better. Because it's so difficult to roll your eyes or say the bad words to somebody. It's so easy on Zoom. But in person, it's not easy. We are more civilized. And I think that that was important. That's why that meeting, even when we have differences. Sorry, Mr. Chair, I can continue. I know that he said I can continue later. Yes, please. It's public comment. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, my apologies to the folks on the stack. We're going to keep you on the stack here, and we'll continue with this. We have public comment at 8 o'clock. So for public comment, our bylaws call for a 30-minute interval for public comment. This gives the opportunity for the public to address the board. Rules for this, but the board does not address the public. The rules for this time are, we don't talk about personnel issues, make ad hominem attacks, slander, name calling, any of that sort of thing. Board members are not allowed to comment, speak, or respond. Time for each speaker is 5 minutes. If all speakers have had an opportunity, then people who have spoken before may speak within the 30-minute time limit. And so then are there members of the public who would like to address the board? You can raise your hand, or if you're on the phone, I never recall the method on the phone for raising your hand, but you can say hello if you, 1438, I think, Nancy, is it? This, caller, 1438, you can go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hello.
You have the floor. Nancy? She's requested, but is not available. Okay, while she's getting together, I note that Glenn Etienne has joined the meeting. Glenn, if you could say hello, then we
Yes, hello, everyone.
Okay.
Glad to be able to make it. Sorry about that. I had a previous meeting.
Hey, Glenn.
Thank you. All right. So members of the public who would like to address the board. I think we had one member of the sort of the public. Teresa, you had your item. You want to go ahead and ask that item, and then I think then we'll
thank you.
GM can answer it later. But
speaking as a listener and a member, I have a question about some of the bills we're having, and I just wonder if we have compared what we're spending on them compared to other radio stations. I mean, we have over 200 affiliate stations, community radio stations, and I just wonder if they have costs like this. To me, it sounds a little high, but you know, I just see everything. Every business, it seems right now, is trying to take advantage of an opportunity to charge more. And I just wonder if we have checked to see if other stations are paying comparable rates. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nancy, you still had your hand up first, so I'll go to you if you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good, because I got off and called in again, so you can hear me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Please, start you have the floor. Yeah.
Okay. First thing is, please consider having a programming committee, and with the vacation time coming up, we could open students to come and learn how to make scripts, or do station IDs, or compose music breaks, and get some youth in. And then we could even go even further, teach them to take interviews on the streets. And some of these kids are already taking communications at their high schools, and they have better, maybe comparable or better equipment than we do. And, you know, these... We had at one time in around 2015, we had a class of high school students coming. I'm not sure if they were middle or high. I think they were high school. Anyway, and they made 365 cards, 1 minute cards. And these were all historic history. And it was called 365 Black. So every day was a new card about Black history. And these kids worked on it. They came to the station on Fridays. They made it through one whole year. And a lot of affiliate stations were downloading it and playing it on their stations. We could do that, and we could expand it to not just Black culture, but all kinds. Oh, this one, I still have 4 minutes. Okay. I'm sorry, I can't get this timer to write, so you're going to have to tell me when I reach five.
Sure, you're at 1:40.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm kind of confused here on how to do this. Okay, and the second thing I wanted to talk about is the Quiet campaign. Usually it's done in December. Usually we have some cards playing, telling people, you know, we're having a quiet fundraising campaign, and then take advantage of the tax credit before the tax report, you know, at the end of the year. I think either last December or the December before was 60,000 The first time we did it was 27,000. That was in 2011. And so it's grown. So I think 45,000 is too low of a, well, anyway, it's an economic depression. Who knows? But if we have that card playing every once in a while, or programmers just saying we're having a quiet fundraising campaign or quiet campaign, and then you don't have to interrupt programming or anything like that. But do say, take advantage of your, you know, the tax credit. I think it's good. Otherwise, they may go to another nonprofit to get their tax credit to, you know, donate. And we want their money. All right. And the other thing. Oh, yes. Last Friday, I called into, I can't remember. I think it was a 8 o'clock show. And I wanted to make an announcement or say something. And then Jack told me that I'm not permitted to speak on the air. So I said, well, who made this order? Was it Marlo? Was it Sandy? Who? And he had to go. So he could not answer that question. So I really don't think this is a good idea to ban people from calling in. I really don't think this is good. I think that's a terrible thing. Anyway, this is what I want to report. And also, the last thing. Oh, I was really upset, so I'm really calm right now. But I was really upset. I was all hot. That was Friday. The last thing is that in Robert's Rules of Order, when you feel like, when any of this board feels like, or the chair, you may move to go into the committee of the whole. Means you drop rules, you don't make motions, you don't vote, but you take one by one contribution by discussion, you know, opinion. And you can do that. That's Robert's Rules of Order. And you don't have to, you might want to put a time on it, you know, how much time you want to spend on it. Back to you.
All right. Thank you for that input. Mr. Crozier, you have your hand up?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to thank all of you for, you know, your commitment to KPFT and for being on the board and for the work you've done to help with getting more listeners and members and donations. I don't really want to thank the people that have worked on the last fund drive. I know that was been a few weeks ago, but I appreciate all the work that you folks did. And when you make matching, offer money for matching grants or match contributions, that helps a lot too. And also want to thank the programmers, of course, who put so much time in, and the program hosts that are mentioning donation this month, whether we have an official quiet drive or not. I've heard a number of them suggesting this is a good time to make your end of the year donations. We do have to be careful, though. We don't want to imply that they're going to get a tax credit or an automatic deduction, because the standard deduction increased quite a bit a few years ago, and most people take that now. And so they're not, if they take the standard deduction, they're not going to get an additional deduction. But it's still a really good idea, of course, to donate. And also want to thank Sandy and Howard and whoever else worked on getting the HD transmitter going again. Really appreciate that, too. Thanks a lot. I'm done.
All right. Thank you. Other members of the public who would like to address? Nancy, do you have your hand up?
Oh, okay. Good. Let me set the timer again. Let me try.
I can let you know as well.
Okay, thank you. Because it's really hard for me to do this both. Okay.
Sure.
See, what was I going to say? Yes, the reason why I'm saying that, you know, a programming committee could do all the organizing and get these, you know, it would make it easier for management. Instead of, you know, we could go to schools, we could go to the universities or the colleges or even to the high school and visit the teachers and build up a relationship between the radio station and the kids. And those are really good relationships, and we should be building that up. We haven't gone to the schools in a long, 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 long time. And that's really important, because according to the survey that was made in 2010, We had a $10,000 marketing grant, and it had to be all spent on marketing. And so we had this company come, and they interviewed our members, and then they gave us a report. And the first sentence they said was, KPFT, you are a dinosaur. You are dying. And if you don't get youth in, you're going to be dead. I mean, that wasn't the exact words, but I remember he said he called us a dinosaur. And it included a lady who came and gave us 10 questions, all the board members that participated. And then she plotted on an XY grid and said, oh, you've got a lot of people that think logically, and you've got one person over here that thinks intuitively. And then you don't have a balanced board. You need more people that are a little bit more intuitive. You don't have enough. Anyway, she was analyzing our thinking. Anyway, I was thinking we were going to get swag or something, bumper stickers or something, to hand out to people. But anyway, all $10,000. And the main thing was they went to the average age of our listeners, and they were like, 56 and up. And that was 2010. So I know we have an aging audience. And then Arjuman, he was a runner-up, and he said he went to work, and one of these young guys who had the radio on at his office, he said, what station is that? He said, oh, it's KPFT. It's a old people's radio station. That's what that young man told him. And, I have to agree, that's true, and we need to make big effort, and we're not just going to come and fall in our hands from the sky. We need to make it attractive. If we have workshops for filming, because we need to go, multimedia. Otherwise, it should have been done a long time ago. And KPFA is ahead of everybody. They have their own YouTube station. They do videos and post them. We have some posted videos on our website, but there is a Pacifica YouTube channel, and it doesn't have much in it, but it's already there. We could be using that. Now, the bad thing is, sometimes if somebody complains, they'll take something down. However, it's a way to get a lot of people. And if people are listening to our show online, we can count the numbers on the machine in the control room. However, you compare it with YouTube, it's really different. It's different. I'm sorry if I'm repeating this story for some of you, but Mitch Jeserich has Letters in Politics. It's really, really popular on the West Coast. He used to be a journalist covering Washington and Congress in a wheelchair. And he's about to retire, by the way. Anyway, his show was going on when we were having a programming committee, national programming committee. This is like 2020 or 2021, I can't remember. And one of the programmers from KPFA said, wow, there's only like 150 listening at the time online at the station. But compared to the, it was a huge number, like 100,000 or something like that on the YouTube channel. It's a big difference. So if we're teaching people, young people are interested in visual. If we start teaching them how to do that and go on the street and take interviews, quick interviews, and edit, and that would be very, very attractive to them. They're not interested in radio. Communication students are not thrilled with radio. They are thrilled with visual, and that's how we'll grow our station.
That's 5 minutes? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I missed it. Thank you. All right. Then are there other members of the public who would like to address the board? Going. No? Then, Nancy, you may continue.
Okay. About having a workshop or some, we did this one day, one time. I mean, this is, I think Deb Shafter was chair at that time. This is several years ago. And, one of our programmers began to cry. It was Wally James. And he said all that he was taught about Black people was wrong. It was incorrect. When he came to Houston or when he came to the South, he realized he was taught everything wrong. And it was very emotional. And we have not gotten together to do something about that.
Mr. Chair.
About
Mr. Chair, I'm very I'm just very concerned that we not allow someone in public comment to put words in the mouth of someone that was in a private.
It was not a private. It was an open LSB meeting, but we turned it into a workshop for diversity, and so it was both. And it was it's recorded somewhere. I would not do an executive session thing. I would not do that. Teresa, you should know me better.
I think it would be better not to.
Anyway, I think it's a very good idea. And Teresa, you are probably there.
It's hearsay. Okay. We're not addressing other members of the public. Thank you. You still have the floor, Nancy.
Anyway, I think it's a very good idea. And we tried to do this, Sister Mama Sonia, when she was here, she was, organizing it. The board was willing, but somehow it never materialized. And, all that work and organizing just, you know, it was just done, but nothing came of it. And so you cannot force people. Some people refused to come to that meeting that we did with Deb Shafto. But the people who came, well, I cannot tell how everybody was feeling, but anyway, it was an important meeting, I think. Memorable, I think. And offer the good reasons. And we do have problems. We have problems. Race is a big factor here. And we are the only station in the South, out of the Mason-Dixon line. We are. And people in the North, the 2W stations and the West Coast, they don't have the kind of problems that we have here. Their stations have more diversity. I told them when Emmett Till came to the South to visit his in-laws and or his relatives, that he should have had a handler. He should have had somebody to guide him because things are so different here. And so I was talking to people in the W stations, and I told them, you know, here in Houston, I never saw a Black person in a public swimming pool. And I heard on Akua Holt's show that they built a swimming pool near Emancipation Park, and they had a cyclone fence around it. And some white people would come just to watch them swim but not get in. But at least they had a pool. Black people had a pool where they could swim and not feel threatened or like something's going to happen to them. At my swimming pool in Pasadena, I never saw a Black person get in. Never. And then on the air, and again, it was a cool or it was self-determination, Obidike Kamau show, somebody called in and said, well, when you're walking on the sidewalk in Houston and a white person comes up, you got to run to the other side of the street. And if there's another white person coming, then you got to think about turning and going boxing around, you know, go around that whole intersection. Don't even try any side of the street. And
that's,
you know, I didn't.
This is okay, 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So other members of the public who would like to address the board? We have 9 minutes left. Not hearing any other members of the public. Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay, yeah. It could even be on the air, like a town hall. You could invite many of our listeners. I'm sure they've got a lot of stories they would like to say that would surprise other people. And remember, we are a very special growing station. The other four cities are dying. The two states in the highest poverty right now are California and Louisiana. Last year, the most number of people leaving their state was from California. 2 years ago, the most number of people leaving their state was New York. And I bet they're coming here to Texas. And people need to learn, you know, from each other because I don't think Yankees know about the discrimination, how deep it is here. And people who have, if you have a weakness, you don't know it unless somebody tells you. You cannot tell you have a weakness or you're, you know, doing something strange. But if somebody else sees it and they're close enough, they feel safe enough, they can tell you. And on the radio, that'd be perfect. We had that kind of, open meeting about race and prejudice. And I mean, in our, we have the two suburbs of Houston, Missouri City and Pearland. They are the most diverse. And so those kids, I mean, I would like to have just a interview because I read in the Houston Chronicle, a reporter went early and sat around and listened to the kids talk with each other, and they're using several languages at the same table, and they seem to be understanding each other. They're mixing a whole bunch of languages. It's a new, fantastic, marvelous thing that's happening here in Houston area. It's not happening in the other places. So there's so much we can do, and involving the youth, we need to do that and put it on the air. And, you know, taking quick 30-second or 1-minute interviews in big events and asking for their emails and telling them if it's accepted and it's going to be on the air. We'll email you and let you know when it's going to be. So that kind of outreach at the same time. And actually, I did that on the King's Day. And only two people out of 3 hours of asking people, only two knew about KPFT. The rest of the people had never heard of KPFT. So that just gives you enough. 3 hours I was taking you know, interviews, quick interviews while walking in that parade. And there were a few brown people, a few in that parade. Most of the people were white. And we have to change with what's happening. You know, we need to learn how to protect our brown and red and black brothers and sisters, maybe hide them in our homes, maybe helping grocery shop, you know, because they're under big attack. I have some friends, they don't even want to go out of their house. I mean, this is a time where KPFT can really help and show that they're helping the community. We should be the station that people come with their problems. We used to be. And that time is now long ago. I remember the fire department called KPFT to say that Mayor Anise Parker had given a raise, the equivalent of one full time and a half, to her own staff. But she didn't want to give a raise to the fire department. So the fire department found out, and they called KPFT, and it was announced on the air on the youth show by Luke Jones. He was our youth reporter. That's the last time I heard that, you know, somebody came to KPFT with a problem. But that's what we should be. We should be that great that people, oh, and then we have lots of problems like the school, the Houston Independent School District, you know, the takeover. Well, it's not going to be just Houston. They're going to have problems in Pasadena, Deer Park, and all these other places. We lost North Shore. North Shore just disappeared. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, thank you. So that is, we've got 3 minutes left of the public comment section of this meeting. Are there other members of the public who would like to speak? If not hearing anything, then Nancy, you have 3 minutes.
Yes, I have another idea, and it would take a lot of work to organize. I'd be happy to get into that and get other people. The Harris County Jail loses more incarcerated lives than the prisons. More people are dying in that county jail. And, you know, they have videos in there. They do not post the videos. You know, I went to the county meetings on Thursdays. And I asked them, please post those videos. You know, it's not going to stop. They're building another building. And they're going to be spending millions of dollars to more building. Instead of going after the cause of incarceration, that's where KPFT could have a town hall about. We could invite judges, maybe retired judges. We have two judges that lost the election last year. Really, they had scored the highest points given by the Lawyers Association. We could ask them if they want to help with that. I'm sure they might say yes. And we could have a town hall on that subject. Instead of, you know, 28 people were dead 2 years ago in the county jail. We were the record for the whole country. And it was announced on Democracy Now! And she was announcing, oh, Rikers Island got a big, record. It was like 18 deaths. But Houston had 28. I hear myself talking. Anyway, there are many things that we could be doing. Water quality. I don't know why I hear myself. Anyway. And that way we would be showing the community and actually helping the community. Were you all able to hear that?
Yeah, there's a big echo.
Who's taking care of the Zoom account?
I'm currently co-host of the Zoom count account. I'm not sure why there's an echo.
I suggest everyone not speaking.
Go ahead and mute themselves. So, Nancy, I appreciate your input.
Thank you.
That takes us to the end of our public comment section. And I'm not hearing the echo anymore, so that's good. We have a motion on the floor. And I will state that motion or restate that motion. I move that we appoint two people to research and identify a self-paced and appropriate workplace harassment prevention course no longer than 2 hours in duration for board members to complete, and that once a course is identified, we provide a link to the course to all board members. I further move that the cost of the course be funded by each individual board member, with a method for any board member needing tuition support to request that support via a simple form submitted to a specified board member, e.g. the chair or the treasurer. So that is the motion that was on the floor. That was seconded by Ms. Young.
Can I ask a point of order?
Yes, okay. Ms. McCary.
What happened?
What is your point of order?
My motion I've been trying to motivate it and us talk about it. Motion is still alive, isn't it?
Your motion was referred to the governance committee by a vote of this board. And so we need to bring it out of the governance committee in a form that that this board can vote on again. I'm not sure when the next governance meeting is, but it would be perfectly reasonable for that to be a motion to bring that out to this board in terms of the point of order.
That is so.
So, Mrs. Casanave, is that a question about that point of order?
I want to clarify something because you brought again Michelle's motion, and I believe that Susan Sigmund, and she asked to be postponed with the next meeting.
Yes, and I haven't gotten to that yet. So that motion was brought to the floor and then seconded, and then a motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting was proposed. That was not yet seconded.
I second it.
All right. Thank you. Then are there any objections to postponing consideration until next meeting? Not hearing an objection, then...
I need clarification. Yes. We're talking about postponing Michelle Lightfield's motion?
That is correct. That we'll bring it up because then people can get to take a look at it. And it also says that some specified chair member, we should probably specify a chair member, I think, just to clarify that. And then we can bring that to the floor in the next meeting. I'll bring it in the unfinished business.
And I do request that that Michelle Lightfield send her motion to me by email because I can't cut and paste from chat.
I think we can figure that part out. Good. And we had people who were on the stack considering that motion. Rob, you were one of them. Do you have additional items to say about that? You're muted.
Yes, I understand. I think where PK is coming from, and I think I understand where Michelle is coming from. I like the idea of tabling it so we can review it, as well as and this is not going to solve the issue. But during that governance meeting or whatever the meeting was that we did, we had also talked about, you know, I'm a big believer in community. I think that we need to make sure and have a orientation for board members. A face-to-face so that new people we can meet face-to-face. And I just think in general, it's great for people that have worked together for some time to be able to exchange face to face. So in addition, I'm not proposing anything. I am just bringing out that there probably are a lot of ways to skin a cat. And I believe that if we did a new member orientation, it would contribute to this same cause. Thank you.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're proposing, it would be great if you could put it in a motion for us, because I think that would also be very helpful for everybody. Adriana, you haven't been recognized yet.
I'm trying to tell you that Robert Garner is here, and he said in the chat that he wants to be recognized.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Gardner, can you say hello so that we can have you recognized for the role? Robert? We will see if he can unmute himself. Oh, there he is.
Are you calling me?
Yes, are you? You are recognized for the meeting?
This is Robert Gardner.
Okay, great. Thank you. Teresa, you got that?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Okay. Let's see. So, PK, you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. I think what we're witnessing right now is old patterns and new clothing, the silencing of one. I don't even know if in the governance people talked about my motion before they introduced a new motion that ignores the issue of an anti-racist platform motion. And what you do is you get this extraction of labor, my analysis, my lived experience as it's not even given me the, it violates Pacific's mission. It violates community stress. And it violates the very principles of ethics and integrity. When I was accused that Saturday of not being trustworthy and not being respected by one of the people who now have been in the governance committee where I couldn't be and have my voice and get a white woman to do what I asked to help do. You didn't include me at all. And it's becoming very, very clear that our communities do not have the access and the equity that others have. It's very clear. You all have the numbers. That's why we have Trump. And at some point, it's not about my feelings being hurt. It's about the total unfairness of it. And after a while, you just realize this is not the space for me. I think it's unfair. I think that the only person who addressed what happened when we all were together at Mr. Stuber's office was Tory. That the things that were being said about me were not true, but nobody else said anything at all. You all got work to do. And it's for the greater good of Pacifica and KPFT and not me.
Thank you. I, for the governance committee, I would suggest that, that a version of that motion be brought out and you can, and then bring it to the LSB. That's what it was referred to the committee for, to do.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
Oh.
It can. I mean, Adriana, do you have your,
Yes.
Something, yes.
Well, you refer to the motion from PK to be dropped at the governance committee. Let's be frank, okay? The governance committee, the KPFT governance committee, decide that they will meet every other month because they don't have enough things to talk about. They don't want to meet every month. The reality, when you send a motion to the governance committee, how the committees are organized now at KPFT means the death of the motion goes there to be
you know, standing there. I want to add, because
I thought... How late to the ER?
I'm sorry?
Sorry.
I thought I was muted. Right. Governance meets in January. That motion can be taken up in January. That motion is not...
That's why we jumped in November. We don't need December. Yeah, why? But my main point was, when I stopped the public comment, was that how, and like I said, thank you, Rob Lee, again, for facilitating that, and thanking the 8 people, the other 7, that were there, because it was a very frank discussion. We see each other. Some things were said there that obviously I will not repeat here because that's not the venue to do it. But something that were discussed there were the first time that people really say what they feel and what they think. Thank you, Debbie. And I know that that's what we need to do. The problems are not only KPFT. The problems with, problems with diversity, with minorities, with misogyny, that is something that the entire world have. And our country, obviously, we see it all over. It's not only our problem. But I hope that if we can keep talking to each other in meeting, maybe we start paying attention and stop acting like we said, gaslighting, you know, passive aggressive attitude. Oh, it's not a problem. I don't have any problem. No, it's not true. We have huge problems. We know. But if we don't talk to each other, never will be solved. I think that meeting was really, really, it's the best meeting that I think, one of the best meetings that I attended in the last of, I don't know, I can tell you 3 or 4 years at least. People talk their mind. They talk to each other. They say, even when you say to somebody else, I don't trust you. Fine. Because you let the other people explain themselves. And that's what we need. We don't need to rush and complete an agenda, because it means nothing. You know, Sandy is doing the job for the station, is bringing the money. We, the board, we are supposed to be the governance body. If we cannot do our jobs, that is ridiculous that we are here. Okay. And I hope that we can repeat those meetings. Doesn't need to be, you know, recorded or whatever, but we need to meet each other and start looking at everybody else in their face and see who we are. And then it's not, you know, some people were saying that they were thinking that I was just kind of something generated, I don't know which way, but people didn't even believe that I was a real person. I have somebody telling me that, right? Some of you are laughing because that was, it's the reality. Okay. Please repeat what we did. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Ms. Martinez, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Stubbers. Hey, look, the wheels of a government or governance run slowly. And, you know, we have to just be patient with each other, I think. And also, you know, there is no quick fix to everything. So, you know, one of the things is that we have to be on the alert, because Pacifica has been infested with grifters and control freaks. And because of that reason, we have to be alert, aware of that, and conscious of trying to protect Pacifica and to assist in, doing what our founders intended. And that is to bring peace to the world through dialogue. And, you know, that, and it takes time. And just as, you know, Adriana has mentioned numerous times that right now some other faction is in control. We shouldn't be a faction, actually. We should all be united. But there are powers that be, and someday you'll find out who they are, that want us divided. And once we are united, all of this hopefully will come to an end. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. We have two other people on the stack right now. I'd like to kind of remind everybody that we're trying to move through our business. But we do appreciate people's takes on this. So, Mr. Etienne.
I just had a question. Being that I joined the call late, I was just wondering if the governor's committee was able to meet and address this issue at all. It sounds, from what I've heard thus far, it sounds like it was not addressed or hasn't been yet. So I was just wanting confirmation for that. Is that something, yeah, Marianne,
yes,
on
sir.
The governor's so, committee, you can address or respond?
Well, I wasn't at the last meeting.
Ron, you want me to jump?
Yeah, Ron.
Well,
yeah,
no, it's actually, it's either Susan or Deb was the chair of the last meeting. And I don't think that it was addressed at the last meeting. Well, I don't know if it was or not. Can you enlighten us?
Yeah, I'm pulling up. Hold on just a minute. Just a minute. Let me see. Where did we do it? I'm pulling up the minutes. Because we, well, hold on. Let me find them so I can read them. Hold on just a second. Whoops. We did discuss to talk about it. And we moved to talk about it at, Rob Lee's office, and we did talk about it, and that's where we, let me see, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone. Susan went ahead and did a report on it for me. She was one taking notes. Let's see, hold on a minute. Oh, I just had it. Hold on. I'm not computer.
Can I mention one thing?
Yes.
While you're looking for that, Deb. This is Marianne, and you know, I have been trying to post minutes and agendas so we can keep track of our, you know, what we've been doing. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to log in to the KPFTX. And so I will need some assistance from someone on that front, either maybe Ron.
So I would be happy to help you with that because I'm putting agendas and minutes and things like that for the meetings that I do. Probably for the login, you'll have to get a new password or password reset, from Otis, but he just sent me mine. So
here's what we said in the governance committee. The KPF governance committee agreed to convene an in-person working group gathering in order to continue conversations about the civil behavior motion introduced by P.K. McCary and referred to the KPF governance committee by the LSB. This working group meeting will be held, and then we were there from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday, November 29th in the conference room. And let's see, what do we say? Then it goes into our meeting. Let's see. Okay, hold on. The agenda, the minutes, and we discussed bylaws updates. Let's see.
I think that really needs to be taken up at the January meeting as well, because even though it was referred and it was discussed in the Saturday meeting, I was in that meeting. That's an informal kind of working group. Yeah. So it's not really a place to refer things in and out of just, so really governance should be able, I would think that at the next governance meeting, you should be able to refer something out to the LSB.
And
that was the purpose.
I don't have the date. I don't know why I don't have the date on.
It's the third, Tuesday of the month, which would be,
That means we're going to miss, the January, LSB meeting.
Mr. Chair, I believe that Susan, in her report, she already addressed that today.
In the report that she did.
Yeah.
About the governance meeting. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So it's the third Tuesday of January, Marianne?
The third Tuesday, which would be the 20th of January.
Yes. Good.
All right. Then, Lillian, you've been waiting. Ms. Kerr, you've been waiting patiently on the stack. Appreciate that.
Forgotten. I'm going back to PK's point. I seem to recall, and I am not going to go search for the minutes, but this has been over a year ago, that did we not at this board, or PK brought to us a group and identified a group that would help us with sensitivity training, and there was a cost provided. We discussed this, and then it seemed to have died. Am I not recalling this correctly? And yet I'm hearing a motion today now to revisit this exact same thing. And I'm kind of feeling PK's frustration here is like, what happened to the idea that was presented a year ago or whenever it was? Because it's been a while.
I have no knowledge of that, but
Ms. McCary, may I answer?
Ms. McCary, yeah, please.
We voted on it.
Yeah.
And somebody was upset that we were talking about racism, because they said KPFT wasn't racist, and you all voted it down.
Voted the what down? That we would not take the training?
You would not take the training.
I recall that you presented a group that would do it, and there was I did.
But this is probably my huge reaction to the fact that what I did this time was put a motion that had some teeth so we would stop bullying one another, saying things that others want to pattern after, who's in charge. I have the numbers. You know, these were things that, along with a lot of my activists, young and old, including Cherry Steinwinder, that we've been working on, a Sankofa initiative that I launched to talk about how our past sometimes affects our future.
Understood.
And it's in the now. It's in the now that we do this for the future and a better Pacifica and a better KPFT. There are a lot of people who've been harmed over the years, and we've gone up and down with it. And I know about the kind of platforms, from everything to conflict resolution and mediation. I'm a mediator. The EEOC trained me as a mediator. I'm a conflict resolution person because I've done that across 30 places outside of America. But I wasn't going to do it. I was again going to get people who do this to be the facilitators that work with my tools that was created by all of us. That's part of the problem. But what happened here right now today was about taking my motion, saying I talk too much, that I dehumanize people, that I can't be trusted. I'm not respected. That's what we left at that meeting that we had at Mr. Stuber's office.
Well, I was not at that meeting, but
we did decide that we needed to do an orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem with when I created my motion based on the same thing, I also attached the PMB's motion about bullying.
Yeah.
But in that governance meeting, I knew I couldn't be there because my son was in the hospital with sepsis. So I couldn't come to the governance meeting, but I would think that what I have been doing, that they would have talked about that, but they didn't. They're replacing what I did just like they did when we were talking about doing it 2-3 years ago. It's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
May I
clarify something, Mr. Chair?
About
what Lillian Kier is asking about that motion.
Yes.
I believe that PK wasn't, when that motion was passed, Lillian, PK wasn't part of the LSB. And the one that presented that was Sister Mama Sonia. And we approved it, but then Sister Mama Sonia went out the board and we never act on that. That is that motion that you say that we approve? Yes, we approve it. And we never incorporated that because, like I said, the one that was moving that was Sister Mama Sonia, and she went off the board. What PK is presenting is a new one that she just presented, and we went and we talked about this. But that is the answer to your question. What happened with the previous one was more than 2 years ago with Sister Mama Sonia. Yes.
And if I may just add, I'm going to second what it is that Adriana said. I was on the board at the time. We voted in favor of that. Sister Mama Sonia was going to put it together. I offered to contribute $500. I reached out to Cherry Steinwender, who was willing to work with us. An actual proposal never came back to the board. So the board supported it. It just didn't happen.
Okay.
And then
it happened because you all are saying that it did pass. It did not. It did not, because somebody said, you're talking about racism. We aren't racist. And they voted no. You all voted no. I don't know why you all are saying yes. Yes, you offered to do some money, but ultimately.
So as a point of order, we're arguing about a vote that occurred something like a year ago. And I don't know who has the answer to 2 years ago. I don't have the answer to that. And I don't think we're going to have the answer to that here. We have. The next meeting of this LSB, because the, Michelle's motion will come up there. We can research that and find out. And then that's a perfect time during the discussion of that motion to decide, and bring up things that we want to about this historical context. If there's another working group meeting, might accelerate consideration of PK's motion. Otherwise, it's in the governance. It's in the governance meeting.
Mr. Chair, may I add something? Because I was there, I just want to remind people that since that proposal, National Board paid a significant amount of money to have someone on call who actually had at least one session with us. And I mean, we're a member of a foundation.
So good. I think
$1,000 in debt. And despite Susan's, we're making claims about why people didn't pass this. And we did have National Office provide some of these services to us. Thank you.
Let's hit that. Thank you. In the next meeting, Rob, you had your hand up.
Yes. One, Glenn had a question, and I just wanted to throw in my two cents. We did have a meeting, Glenn, and we did have a little bit of disagreement, but I remember we ended with hugs, and everybody at the end said that we thought we had made a great deal of progress. What I think we need to do is, whether it's going out to the governance committee, but we're kind of hitting a wall here. I think, let's form a committee. I think we have interest that we need some sort of training. There seems to be a disagreement on the type of training that we'd like to have. And so I don't know if I need to make a motion. I don't really want to. But say, let's handle this, not in this board meeting. And I, for one, would like to have some sort of training. Let's find out what the best training is. And PJ, I did that last time. I hear you. I want to address your concerns, and let's just figure out the best way to do it. And maybe this is not the place. Maybe we need to just bring, here's the training that, we want, and, let the board know this is the way we want to handle it. That's thanks. My interpretation.
Thanks, Rob. Actually a perfectly reasonable place to do that would be to offer an amendment to the motion to be considered at the next meeting as well. Okay, so that's our governance committee. Do we have committee of inclusion reporting?
Yes.
I think Adrienne.
I send the report. I send the report, Teresa. I think I copy you in that report, then you can put it in the minute, but I can read it.
I will note here as a point of order that we don't include subcommittee meeting minutes in the LSB meeting minutes.
They are not meetings. They are not. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. This is a report. And in our rules.
If it's a
report. Our standing and special rules, the KPFD one said that the reports that are being sent to the board in writing should be attached to the minutes. But that's okay. I don't want to discuss that. I want to go to the report. The report is today's report, obviously to the LSP. And I want to say that the KPFD committee COI meeting scheduled for November 22nd, 2025 was canceled because members indicated they were unable to attend. And therefore, a quorum could not be reached. And then we set the meeting that was, we met on November 29, 2025 at Shade Community Center. The members present were PK McCary, Nancy Saibaran Aritomi, Tori Mercer, and myself, Irena Kasnet. Absent were Miriam Martinez and Lillian Kerr. We shared, discussed, and worked on the result of our assignment task. We are discussing and we are putting together the report. The next meeting was scheduled for next Wednesday, December 17th. And that's a report to the LSB, okay? About COI. Thank you.
Thank you. We will summarize that for the minutes. Slightfield, you have your hand up?
Yes, just a short comment that training alone isn't a solution. It's just a level set. That we also need to consider the need for some multicultural team building here and some engagement that includes representation for everybody who would be part of a marginalized group and some rules of the road for that engagement. Unfortunately, this board is not unique in what they're experiencing as issues related to how we listen to, hear, and respond to each other. So if we can get past actually defining some sort of a level set training, then we would need to discuss how do we take that training and actually make ourselves a really well-functioning group of people with representation that matters.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Wyman.
Yeah. You know, if you want some team building, maybe working on a good fundraiser would be a good idea. Just throwing that out there. Maybe a few of you can get together that don't agree on the politics, but could agree on a party.
Unfortunately, making work into a team building exercise isn't really actually
Michelle, this isn't productive work. This isn't work. This is raising money for your local community radio station. Come on.
I agree that that's all necessary, but team building has a completely different focus.
Okay.
Disagree.
Appreciate that. All right.
Still get together and
Good try there, Sandy.
All right. Thank you. So that covers our committee of inclusion. That brings us to item 10, new business. So we have a motion that has been postponed to the next meeting, which will then become part of unfinished business. Is there any other new business for this board? Yes.
I believe there's a report from the National.
That's coming. Yeah. That would be after new business.
Could I just interject one thing on new business? I just want to throw out to Sandy. I know a person who's an unemployed grant writer that might want to work with us. And I don't know if it word got to you from Robin, but maybe offsite, or off meeting, we could follow up. I didn't want to forget. So maybe we could talk later. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So that's new business. Item 11 then is PNB director's reports. Is that Susan, you were?
So in the interest of time, let me just run through things quickly. First of all, I forwarded to everybody the ED's report. And so, you know, we can answer questions about that. I apologize that I did not write a director's report. I can run through quickly. The governance committee on which both Marianne and I serve, Marianne was out this last month, has put forward to the PNB a procedure that spells out some of the steps needed to fully implement bylaw amendment procedures, and bylaw amendments may be taken up now or, next year. We're a little late for this year. And then also the governance committee has assembled, lists from every station about what outreach and fundraising projects and efforts are already underway. And we're assembling that into a package, and we're also going to put it into a chart form so we can show what stations do what. I think it'll be a useful thing. We're also discussing what the value of surveys might be. And there are several types of surveys. One of them is listener surveys. And I think KPFA has had those in the past. The WPFW CAB did one. I forwarded it to people. And then another is an LSB member survey, which goes to what are your skill sets? What are your interests? What can you sign on for? It's the kind of thing like, do you have expertise in grant writing? The NFC has met and put forward the KPFA budget for approval, and it was approved by the PNB. The NFC met on Tuesday and approved the national office budget to go forward to the PNB, and the WBAI budget, they're in fund drive right now, will be taken up in January. The personnel committee has been convening. It convened first to discuss procedure for the ED evaluation. It had those conversations in open session. Subsequently, it has been in closed session, and a survey, an instrument, questionnaire was developed a couple of years ago. We have the same one. It tracks to the job description, and it was distributed to all 20 currently seated members of the PNB and to 12 staff members. We had 19 PNB members who responded and 10 of the 12 staff members. It was on a Google format so that it is completely anonymous and confidential, and it is compiled the results. The last PNB meeting, we had some emergency issues we had to deal with. So the PNB will be taking up that evaluation and reviewing the ED's employment agreement and job description. Those have not been changed since they were drafted in 2021, and the world has changed. So they are currently not really not relevant to what we're asking the ED to do. So we will be looking at those with an attorney. And then I guess the other thing I would like to mention is that the executive director and consultant, Anya Lovest, are working with the stations to help make sure that the member lists are accurate. Once again, KPFT is doing this really well. And Otis and others are putting together a roster, for all paid and unpaid staff members. What this will help us do is to avoid two of the biggest problems that we've had with elections in the past, and that is uncertainty about who is qualified to vote as staff and uncertainty about whether the information is accurate. Are the listener members all listed, you know, their family members, so forth. So Stephanie and Anya and all of the stations, the GMs, the, you know, Sandy, Robin, everybody are helped to tackle that. So we hope we'll have a smoother election in the future. And are there any questions? Yes.
Actually, Michelle had ran up first. Do you have a question for? You're muted.
I'm sorry. I should have lowered my hand.
There you go. Oh, okay. Thank you. Ms. Cassineau.
Yes, thank you. Susan, I see the report, the ED report that Ron put there, and I have three questions. The first one, I see that say fun drive updates, and you have the goals and what is still now raised, but in KPFA, say you only goal 300,000, but the fund drive will go till the 19th, but doesn't say anything about how much they raise. Do you have a clue how much they raise?
I thought that they were doing well to goal, but I'll have to find out, and I can get that information to the board.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, do you have any other news about the audit? You think that we are closer? And I see in the report that they said that all the information, all the documentation is ready for the audit for the year, the fiscal year 2022 and 2023.
It was, but the auditor that we had, when they got offended, they resigned before they were able to move forward on it.
I understand that part. I believe that, you know, it's a different reason. That is a good excuse in my view, because a company and auditor don't get offended because some idiot say something. But doesn't matter. What I'm saying is I want to be sure that we have all the documentation ready. And do you have any idea if we are closer to select a new auditor? Because this is a huge, huge problem.
So all I can say is that Stephanie, myself, Minerva, the audit chair, and Markeisha are in conversation with an audit firm, and I am hopeful that we will be able to establish that engagement.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. And do we have two other members of the national board. Do they have other business to report, or are we good? Michael, Marianne, Okay. If you have something, go ahead and bring that up. Otherwise, our next item on the list is to confirm that the next item 12 is the next LSB meeting will be January 14th, 2025. And item 13, would then be to adjourn this meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Susan. Do I have a second? I see Rob waving his hand there. Thank you, everyone, for a spirited meeting. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
See you next time.
Thanks again for your generosity and what the meeting you offer. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Adriana, thank you for your words about speaking, saying that that was a helpful meeting. Okay, okay. Good night, everybody.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.